You're listening to Real World News.
Tyranny of power exposed. Secret text leaked at COP15. A draft accord written secretly by some industrialized nations, especially by the Danish government, was leaked to the media in the negotiations of the COP15 on climate change being carried out in Copenhagen. Developing countries reacted furiously and strongly questioned the Danish presidency of the COP, which in this framework should act impartially and take into account the positions of all parties. The now known as the Danish text is actually a secret agreement drafted by a group of individuals called the Circle of Commitment, which includes the UK and the US, in addition to Danish negotiators. There's nothing secret now about the draft, which is circulating through all the servers of developing governments and also of different social movements and organizations. The document would be included at the end of the negotiations next week through the back door so that it could be signed by governments of the world. The arrival of some presidents, especially US President Barack Obama in Copenhagen, would be used as a way to speed up the signing of the draft. In an interview with Real World Radio, Bolivian ambassador to the UN, Pablo Solon, had already warned about this. Solon stated that developing countries have made clear that they will not accept a last-minute text and that presidents are not negotiators. The draft gives the World Bank an effective control over finance against climate change, abandons the Kyoto Protocol, and gives funds to developing countries depending on their commitments to certain obligations. Meanwhile, Danish Climate and Energy Ministry said that the reaction of the developing countries is a result of the difficult atmosphere dominating the negotiations and deny the existence of a Danish proposal. According to an analysis made by developing countries, the draft would force them to agree on emission reductions and is trying to divide them by creating a new category of developing countries called the least developed. The text also undermines the role of the UN in climate finance management and does not allow developing countries to emit more than 1.44 tons of carbon per person by 2050, while it allows rich countries to emit 2.67 tons per person. Former Friends of the Earth International Chair and member of Friends of the Earth Malaysia, Amina Rahman, said, quote, "The leaked draft Copenhagen Agreement violates the democratic principles of the UN and threatens the Copenhagen negotiations. By discussing their text in secret backroom meetings with a few select countries, the Danes are doing the opposite of what the world expects a host country to do." Rahman, who has also been following closely the UN negotiations on climate change for years, also stated that the Danish government must stop collusion with other rich nations. Instead, it must take as a starting point the positions of developing countries, which are the least responsible for climate change, but who are the most affected by it. The member of Friends of the Earth Malaysia said, quote, "The only way to achieve a strong and just climate agreement is by including all countries sticking to the principles of the UN Climate Convention. The Danish Rich Country Agreement must be ditched and the UN process must get back on track here in Copenhagen." Friends of the Earth International demands in the press release that the developed nations should cut their greenhouse gas emissions by at least 40% in comparison with 1990 levels by 2020. It also adds that offsetting, including clean development mechanisms, is a false solution and should be rejected. The Environmental Federation states that rich countries owe to developing countries a climate debt that is a result of decades of pollution. This debt must be recognized and repaid, for example, through massive emission reductions and through the provision of sufficient public funds democratically through the UN to fight climate change. Friends of the Earth also demands that the World Bank and its climate funds be rejected, as they are said to increase developing country debt and promote dirty energy. Finally, they denounce that transnational corporations are voiding a just climate agreement to advance their own economic interests at the expense of people on the planet.
You're listening to Real World News.